turn your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Whoa!
Deep space, John.
Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Warm.
Oh, good. You've just heard a trigger word with John. He really wants to talk about the weather. So, but we're going further, aren't we? We're going into space.
Well, we're not, but New Zealand has been, and is still there.
Great.
This is the space lab.
Last time I gave the dates that the space lab was going to attempt its launch, which failed as I couldn't get it off before Christmas. And of course, it's only on their second attempt after boats got in the way of the first attempt that they sent the rocket up and got to orbit just like that.
Nice.
So pretty amazing that they'd get to orbit on just the second test. So we're in space, and then everyone was cheering that, and then not long after that, it all sort of went slightly pear-shaped when Peter Beck announced that there was actually a secret satellite on board called Humanity Star that they put up there, which has been dubbed a disco ball.
Okie dokie.
What's the purpose of this disco ball?
It depends who you ask.
Space disco!
If you ask Space Lab and Peter Beck, it's to make people think about space, to look beyond the satellite, which you'll be able to see from the ground, and think about the space and the cosmos beyond, and our small place here on a little
pale blue dot.
Yeah, good. The more skeptical will say, well, it's a publicity stunt and a great marketing ploy. There's probably a truth in both those things. A little bit too much, I think, has been made about how bright it'll be. I mean, it's going to be about as bright as the space station, probably. Until we actually see it, it's hard to tell because it's not in our sky at the moment. So to see satellites in the sky, you see them either just after sunset,
right,
or before sunrise. The rest of the time you can't. It's either in the daytime sky and the sky's too bright,
mm-hmm,
or they're in the Earth's shadow during most of the nighttime. So we won't be able to see it in New Zealand probably till mid to the end of February.
Oh, it's kind of, we're just getting a picture of it here. It's about the size of a man.
It's a meter high, so it looks like a short man.
Yeah, well, I was going with mass because it's really round.
Yeah, it's a meter high. It's got 65 facets. It's made of carbon fiber, and it just reflects the sunlight.
But it's so, like triangle patterns. I kind of like it, and it's really nice to look at.
It's a geodesic sphere.
David,
yeah,
if we as Earthlings decide we don't want that thing up in orbit around Earth any longer, can we shoot it down or get it down safely without it flying around?
Why is that
the
your
air?
Answer to everything, John? You can't just shoot it, mate. Right? It's not like that.
Well, yeah, it's essentially, if we decide that it's space junk one day, what do we do about it? Is it just there forever?
In this case, you don't have to do anything. You just have to wait about 9 months. Its orbit will degrade, and in about 9 months, it'll re-enter the Earth's atmosphere and burn up, and there'll be nothing left.
Okay, okay.
Poor little bloody bugger.
Yeah, so it was deliberately put into that type of orbit. So, yeah, I mean, Peter Beck, I don't think, wanted to annoy the whole world forever. So he's got it on that sort of orbit.
Okay.
So by the end of February, hopefully we'll be able to see it ourselves, and then we can make a judgment on how bright it is and so on. I mean, there's plenty of satellites up there. I mean, you can see them every night.
Hmm.
But there's actually been a geodesic dome, sphere that's been sent, and it's still up there. NASA sent it, I think it's about 1976.
Whoa.
The difference with that one is that it's got lots of little facets. Okay.
You know, like bell bottoms and sideburns and stuff.
But the way it works is you send a laser pulse up to it, and the reflection from that laser pulse comes back, and then you can tell how far away that satellite is.
Cool.
By timing the time of the reflection. So it doesn't reflect a lot of the sunlight down because of the way the facets are made. But you can use the lasers to do it. It's been up there for 40 years.
Yeah, with
years.
Something being in space for 40 years, obviously a lot of the team that probably once worked on it probably retired.
Can I just say, it's really great that lasers are being used for good and not evil?
Well, we can talk about lasers next time, actually.
Okay, sorry, man. You're right. Yeah. I'm off to the football anyway. Someone's kicking a goal.
Yeah. Now, the other news is the Google Lunar X Prize, $30 million up for grabs to send a spacecraft from a non-government organization onto the moon, send a rover across 500 meters and send back video and so on. That was actually initially put up in, I think, 2012. There's been a number of extensions of that deadline. The original was 2007.
Okay.
That's right. Then it was the deadline was 2012, and it's been extended. Anyway, the current deadline ends on the 31st of March, and Google the other day announced that they check with the five finalists, the five teams that are still in the competition, and none of them could say that they were going to make a launch attempt by the end of March. So Google had withdrawn the prize.
Okay. This is obviously an unmanned private launch.
Yeah, it's, okay. It's unmanned. I mean, if you could send a man there as well, great, but you wouldn't get the money because you had a man on board.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So a number of these organizations, they'll still carry on and they'll still make their spacecraft and may or may not go for the moon, including one, Moon Express, which was to use a Space Lab rocket, as it happens. And Google are looking at changing things and revamping the prize in a different way. So there might still be something there, but the main thing was to encourage private companies to get stuff into space, and they seem to have achieved that.
Mm-hmm. Are we any closer to Donald Trump sending a man to the moon?
What, himself?
Well, didn't he make a statement that the US wants to do it once more?
He says a lot of stuff. He says a lot of things.
Yeah, he changed the NASA project, which was to get an asteroid and retrieve part of an asteroid with an astronaut. But he's changed it so they go back to the moon instead and maybe set up a moon base as the first priority.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you were suggesting that maybe he should be the one to go.
He should as well, obviously. But it seems a bit more achievable sending someone to the moon rather than an asteroid, which is kind of a slightly moving target.
Yeah. Just very quickly, there's one other thing that's happening the day after Waitangi Day, February the 7th. SpaceX, the people who send up the craft to the space station and so on, they're launching their heavy lift rocket. This is the largest rocket since the Saturn V moon, the Apollo rockets. It's basically three rockets strapped together. So they're sending up for a test. It'll be 6:30 in the morning on Wednesday the 7th of February, so people might look out for that online.
So where's it going? Because I saw Saturn V in the hangar at Austin, and that thing was gigantic.
Yeah.
A lot of gas.
It can carry twice the load of its nearest rival. It's just huge. 70 meters high.
Wow.
Yeah.
Double wow.
It can launch payloads of 57 tons.
Holy moly. Holy moly! All right, so we'll look out for some news and/or footage of that launch. What's happening at the Stardome?
It's sort of happening at Stardome, but it's happening everywhere, and that's the lunar eclipse.
Yes.
That's tomorrow night. That Stardome will be open from about 8 o'clock through to 3 in the morning, so we'll stay open the whole time. It's $5 a person.
Mm.
So you don't have to book, just come in, and we've got a whole bunch of things going on with the big telescopes, Courtyard telescopes. We've got a planetarium shows every 30 minutes. There's a moon exhibition in our Matariki room. There'll be astrophotography workshops, and there'll be some food trucks in the car park.
Very nice.
What time can we expect the eclipse to be peaking?
Right. It begins to enter the Earth's shadow just before midnight. It begins to turn red at about 1 in the morning.
Kind of turns into a pumpkin?
Yeah, and then it'll be at the middle, the darkest when it's the most red, at just before 2 in the morning.
That's a little bit late for me. Any chance we can kind of speed that up a little bit, maybe do it at like 9 at night kind of thing?
You'd have to fly east somewhere in the middle of the Pacific between here and South America.
That's cool that you guys are opening up and that there's food trucks and everything. That's really rad.
Yeah, we are. It'll mean, though, that the car park itself will be closed, so if people are coming,
okay.
Don't drive up to our car park. That's going to be closed off, so you need to park down the bottom or in Hayden Ave. There'll be plenty of parking over there.
Right on.
And do you have something
for... That'll be a big thing. The only thing we're sort of keeping an eye on is the stupid weather with this big tropical storm coming and the associated cloud. I mean, if you don't come to Stardome, that's fine. You should still be able to see it from home. You don't have to come... to see it from Stardome, but we'll have all this going on in the telescopes and so on.
You got the bits and pieces, really, don't you? You got the right equipment, I think.
Well, yeah, and obviously the Stardome staff who can help explain what's going on and make things a bit more understandable, perhaps.
Mm. Cool.
Very nice.
Was there anything else?
Well, there is. I don't know how romantic you guys are.
Very.
John and I, very romantic towards each other.
I didn't necessarily mean together, but anyway.
I did.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming up. So we have five shows on Valentine's night, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, I think they are. You get a gift box with a bottle of wine, you get a couple of stemless wine glasses, and you get an Adopt-A-Star pack, various romantic goodies. When you arrive, there's canapes and drinks and so on. And there's a show which pays tribute to the most romantic celestial objects.
Ooh.
So you can either phone, make a booking, or book online.
Very nice.
For Valentine's Day.
What a nuggety little Valentine's that could be. If anybody's just looking for some ideas, head along to Stardome and get spacey on it.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a very popular event, so you need to get in soon.
All right. Well, thank you very much, David. We'll look forward to talking to you...
In a fortnight.
In a fortnight, and maybe we can talk about a special laser.
Mm. Yes!
There you go.
Good, awesome. Good.
Look forward to it.
Thanks, right, mate.
See you later, David. Bye.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.